Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What's up, family? Thank you very much for the support for Axel. It's been amazing. I got a lot of emails. It's been, I promised myself I'm going to hold it together for this show for you guys because you are so supportive for me. For my loss, that I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And whoever sent me this shirt, I don't know. I went to the P.O. box and I get a lot of cool stuff. And let me tell you, whoever sent me the silver coin, the gold coin, wow. Amazing. Thank you. I know who you are, but I feel like I got the cards here. You know, thank you so much. And so many others that send me DVDs, all kinds of stuff. I go check the box, the P.O. box as much as I can. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how grateful I am for my audience. You guys have been absolutely amazing. Amazing during my loss. This has been one of the hardest things for me because that dog came into my life at a certain time that I needed him. And it's been really hard coping without him here. And I realized he was ready to let go about probably 6 months ago. He was only holding on for me. He was only holding on until I was ready to let him go. That's what kind of dog this was. So I'll get more into that in a second. I got to go through these things. Folks, they're Russia, China, NATO, all preparing. Get ready. It looks like it's going to this direction. On Nino's Corner.tv, we've been talking about this for a very long time, years now, that this is where it's going. You have to be ready for this. So I'm going to be talking all about that today. I talked to Juanito last night. Scott Bennett is coming on to talk about Russia going on the offensive. Why are they going on the offensive? Well, it's almost like a kid that's bullied at school when you finally tell him, punch him in the nose. It's like that. Only so much you can take. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, on Amazon as well. Leave an honest review for my mama. I read them to her. Folks, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video. He made it. I was shocked, folks. He's in his 80s and still kicking ass and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he is stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this just by making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Folks, the supplements you take, the way you treat your body will pay dividends for you in your older years. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking the link below in this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino. Wah! And click on the link in the description box to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Hit the link below, watch the video, get started on it. What an amazing guy this is, man. He's still kicking ass. I was just thinking about him not too long ago. I'm like, whatever happened to Chuck Norris? And he's still punching. He's doing more than I'm doing. It's crazy. Folks, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. X is Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Bing right there. Get some gear. How do you guys? I love this shirt, by the way. Nino, Nino, Nino. Juanito, Juanito, Juanito. Come in. Can you hear me, Juanito? Nino's Corner.tv. Juano Sabin's up there right now talking about Katespiracy. Sean Stone setting the record straight with Benjamin Fulford. Jeez. Oh, boy. That was crazy. This is good. Sometimes this is like Jerry Springer, folks. This is like, I'm like the Jerry Springer of the internet with this Patriot movement. I tell you what, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. So Sean Stone sets their second. He did not try to off bang Benjamin Fulford. He was not trying to lure him into a trap. It's fucking, it's crazy. But you know, hey, I want to bring Benjamin on to talk about this. So Sean Stone sets a record straight about Robert David Steele. No, he did not off Robert David Steele. What? Anyway, Ricky Schroeder talking about his handlers in Hollywood. I already did the interview with him. That's going up tonight. I'll put that up tonight on ninoscorner.tv. It's good. Ricky Schroeder is making some big moves. Real heroes. The guy is doing big things. Big things. Jeff Berwick, life of an anarchist. He's living in Mexico, living in a life of anarchy. He feels like this is the best way to live. It's worth listening to, folks. He's an anarchist. They did an HBO smash hit series on this guy, and their lifestyles. And it just went absolutely ballistic. It went nuts. It took a wrong turn in the series. So you decide. I leave it for my audience to decide. Could you live like an anarchist? I could, because I'm strong and I'm fit and I can knock the shit out of somebody. But the weaker people, I don't feel they can. You all decide. You all decide on this. Mike King is Biden. Is Biden? Is he part of white? You know, is he part of that operation? So that's worth watching. I already did the interview on that. That's going to be up pretty soon. SG Add-ons coming on tonight or today. I'm doing the interview with him today. That'll be up in a couple days. Scott Bennett's coming back on ninoscorner.tv is fire, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Oh, another thing. George Papadopoulos, I'm going to put this up on ninoscorner.tv so everyone can watch it, was fire. Amazing, amazing Generals 10. I think people benefited a lot from this. Talking about Big Mike and Mr. O in trouble. They're in big trouble. George Papadopoulos is saying, only a matter of time. The clock is ticking. That Generals 10 is going up on ninoscorner.tv. I'm going to put it up for everyone to watch because it's that important. I mean, the guy brought the fire, man. He brought heat. I think my guests, my audience, were very, very pleased with him. Next general will be Mike King and Snedeker. And then April, May will be Juanito. Juanito's going to come back on. And then after that, I'm going to be trying to get some big, 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 big generals. So turn it down or turn it up, folks. Turn it down or turn it up. Thank you for coming on and watching me today, by the way, because I needed it. I needed the support. It's been brutal. Fucking brutal for me. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. So I didn't know I was going to put him down the other day. I really thought I was just going to take him in to get a look at his sores on his stomach. They've been infected. They've been bad. The doctor said he was too old to do the surgery, so I was going to hope I could get steroid shots in there or something. And then I realized when he went in the backyard and he, the last 2 or 3 weeks, he hasn't been the same. It's been very quiet. He's been hiding away in a corner of the backyard. When usually you hear him barking and yelping and chirping, he would make a chirping sound wanting to come in. He did not ever like to be away from me. The last few weeks, especially, he's been secluding himself. So the last 6 months, you know, after I put socks down, he was really depressed, and he just started deteriorating a lot faster. And so, you know, the last 3 weeks, you know, he wasn't able to go upstairs and lay next to my bed. He was secluding himself a lot. And I was still trying to, like, I was still in denial, folks. Denial is a powerful thing. I was still in denial that he was going to, you know, I'm going to keep him hanging on. I'm going to keep holding on to him. When really the person that he already let go, Axel let go months ago. It was me not being able to let go. So I had to let him go. And so I did that. And when I was coming home from the vet, he, you know, after I put him down, a silver heart balloon just went past my windshield on the way home and went up into the sky. So I knew right there that was not only, you know, him, and who knows where it came from, whether a little girl let it go or whatever, who knows. But the fact that that happened made me realize that he was saying goodbye and thank you. And thank you. So, I go to the gym. Yesterday, I go to the gym and I'm working out. You know, I want to go get some weights. Thank you, Junior. Thank you. I'm trying to lift some weights, you know, get my mind out of the gutter. It was bad. And I get a phone call that my trainer died. My very first boxing trainer, Tom McKay. I loved him very much. I want to say to his family, I know and I love him, and I'm sorry for your loss, my loss. We called him Uncle Tom McKay for a reason. He had a hell of a life. He was a great boxing trainer. He was a good beginner's boxing trainer. And he taught me how to defend myself at a young age. And I thank him very much for that, Tom McKay. And thank you for everything you did for me, sir. God bless. And God bless you on your journey. All right, folks, and also all the stuff that came in the P.O. box, I appreciate it very much. All right, folks, let's get to business here, all right? Let's get to business. Thank you, by the way, everyone that's here on my chat. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the Venmo, D-Rod 1977. I appreciate all of you. So is Russia being instigated? Yes, they are. I talked to Juan last night. There's a lot of rumors and conspiracies swirling around Russia right now. A lot going around China right now. But where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of fire. NATO gives chilling warning. NATO gave a chilling warning on how you should be prepared for what's coming. Now, we know that this ain't... We assume that this is not going to go to November, right? At least that's what I believe. So here comes the next phase for America. Here's the next phase of the game. Event 2.0 incoming, folks. So here's event 2.0. Event 1.0, I guess 2.0 would have been 2020, right? Because 1.0 was 9/11. 2020 was an... So whatever this is, 3.0. But from what George Papadopoulos has said and what I'm hearing from Juanito is it's about to sacrifice their own players. So you're going to watch people like Mr. O, C, Mrs. C, and people like that take a hit. And they're about to get rid of them. And this is all happening in real time. Checkmate by Mr. T. Thank you, Miss Rose. Spring is here and it's getting hot. Okay, spring is here and this is when it's going to pick up. The narratives begin. Thank you, Mark Veen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Mark. Big time. And how do they kick it off? By NATO giving a chilling warning, folks, a very chilling warning. All battlefronts are heating up now, and I'm betting we don't make it to you know what. I'm betting. I got a steak dinner bet with Cash Patel. I think I bet someone else. I forgot who, but it doesn't matter because they're going to owe me. They're going to owe me a big steak dinner. Rosemary Hernandez, thank you. Philly fan, thank you very much. So Taiwan, as of right now, supposedly, is being surrounded, and more than 20 aircraft has flown into their airspace. Things are picking up. And is Russia really going to attack first, or are they being instigated to retaliate? Are they being pushed? It's like a kid on the blacktop getting pushed around. Thank you, Austria Bozarade. And then finally he comes home and says, "Dad, I can't take it anymore. I don't know what to do." And then you take him in the garage, show him how to sit down on a punch and let it go. And then show him how to hit the kid in the nose, aim for the throat, bang. That's what's going on with Russia. And Scott Bennett texted me the other day, says, "Dave, we got to do a show on this. It's about to go down. Most activity ever in a single day around Taiwan as 20 aircraft fly in their airspace, as well as American troops stationed on islands off the coast of China." What are we doing there? Ah, wait a second. Weren't they going to have exercises for 3 months starting in February? Exercises, folks. Just exercises. That's all they are. Innocent little exercises. That's all. Debbie, Clore, thank you. I try to see all the super chats, folks. So here comes a chilling warning from NATO. NATO, stock up on batteries, flashlights, radio, water. Peacetime is over. They're telling you peacetime is over. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you very much. You need to have water, flashlights, and a radio on batteries to make sure you survive the first 36 hours. I'm not saying it's going to go wrong tomorrow, but we have to realize it's not a given that we are in peace. We are not seeking any conflict, but if they attack us, we have to be ready. But if they attack us, we have to be ready. Thank you, Robert Kennedy. That's cool, if it's you. So what are they doing behind the scenes? Boom, 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 poking, pushing, pushing, poking, poking the bear, Russia. Poking, poking, poking. And now NATO's coming out saying, and right at springtime too, right in the springtime, you know what that means. Harvest comes in fall. What's happening in fall? Election. The election's in the fall. So spring is the big, you know what, to get ready for harvest. So here we are. Now, these are rumors, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm hearing France is somehow getting involved with Russia. There's been tweets or exposés saying that they've invaded, that they're right next door. I don't know if any of it's true. I'm trying to validate. I have gotten no validation on that. So apparently 2,000 soldiers may have made it into Russian soil. No validation. So these are rumors, as far as I know, that hold no water as of right now. So I'm still trying to find out more on you, for you guys, and I will let you know. But as of right now, can't really confirm on that. But what I can confirm on, what I can confirm is El Paso immigrants are going crazy, pushing through the National Guard. A huge border riot breaks out in El Paso. I am chosen. Thank you very much. I love you too. Over 100 migrants break through razor wire, knock down guards as they illegally cross El Paso border in a wild scene. El Paso, Texas. A group of over 100 immigrants attempting to enter the U.S. illegally rushed a border wall Thursday, breaking through razor wire and knocking over guards in the process. The Post witnessed around 600 migrants amassed at the international border on the Mexican side, who the Texas National Guard were attempting to push back in small groups amid a spring surge of migrants arriving in the southern border, hoping to get asylum in the U.S. So they don't even give a shit about our National Guard at all. They don't even care. They're going to push forward. Obviously, they know it's all there. They're almost there like props, like stage props. Thank you, Cindy Shipley. So the situation grew intense as women and children were separated from adult males, and video shows the migrants then crying out for help and rushing the border gate. First of all, you shouldn't be there. It's illegal. What you're doing is illegal. You don't break and enter anywhere. You get what I'm saying? It's almost like, I don't know, let's say a homeless man breaks into my house and starts eating all my fucking food. I call the cops. The cops come and he says, I'm homeless. I'm poor. I have no money. He should be willing to share his food. Get what I'm saying? And then the cops look at me and say, oh, sir, what's wrong with you? And then I say, it's not my fault he's hungry and starving. It's not my fault he's homeless. I have a lot of life problems too, but I'm able to hold my shit together and have a home. But he breaks into my house and I gotta fucking pay for this. Same shit. And then the cops say, oh, we're gonna give your fucking house to the homeless guy. Sorry, go find another one. You know why you should go find another one? Because you can. Because you work harder than the homeless man. But since you work harder than the homeless man, you need to go find another house. And we're going to give the homeless man your house. That's the logic. Instead of arresting the homeless man, taking him to jail and feeding him with our tax dollars. And then maybe giving him, maybe the homeless man decides, you know what? That was wrong for me to do that. I'll start learning something in jail. So when I get out, I can get a job. Mark, thank you. So they bum rush the Texas Guard and cause a riot. The group of men with hoodies, gloves, and winter jackets then pull the fencing away as a group of five guards form a defensive position to fill the gap. Some migrants can be seen putting their hands up in surrender in the video, but seconds later, others scramble through, knocking the guards out of the way. So they're knocking the guards down and out of the way. Karen, thank you. Thank you guys so much. Talk about the satellite phones. Yeah, a lot of people are getting satellite phones, especially Congress. So that should tell you something. That alone should tell you something. The group then runs to the border gate and starts to shout at the National Guardsmen on the other side. The Texas National Guard then quickly moved to secure the area. The Post observed the guardsmen firmly holding onto their rifles and standing their ground before the migrants, who heavily outnumbered them. A few put their heads directly on the migrants and shoved them backwards in response to being pushed. The migrants then bum rushed the National Guard, knocking over guardsmen and running into America. Get the fuck back, one of the guards yell. A source told the Post that the group has since been pushed back to Mexico. In recent days, thousands of migrants have once again descended onto El Paso, the city's migrant dashboard showing between 2,000 and 25 people held in Border Patrol custody over recent weeks and over 600 people a day released into the U.S. either on parole or to pursue asylum claims. Wow. Texas has deployed the National Guard troops to the border with Mexico as part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star. Let me tell you about Greg Abbott. It's just rainbows and sparkles and glitter. It's just supposed to look like we are. The barbed wire that you can use a towel to get over, by the way, or wire cutters, not a problem. That's supposed to send a big, strong message. We don't want you here. And then we have our Texas guardsmen that get pushed to the side by immigrants because they're just not strong enough. That, well, we don't want you here. Okay? Shame on you. You're going to come here? Bad boy, bad girl. How dare you come to Texas? Hey, if you come here, we're going to arrest you too. And not happening. I haven't seen that yet. They're still out on the streets. Venezuelans are on the street corners begging for change. And they don't even beg. They just look at you like, give it to me, motherfucker. Give me your fucking change. There is no like, por favor, por favor, ayúdame, ayúdame. No, no, no. It's like, give me your change. Mexico reaches agreement with Venezuela to deport migrants. Okay, what does this mean? Let's find out. Mexico has signed an agreement with Venezuela to deport migrants and reach deals with Mexican and Venezuelan companies to employ them. Andy Hill, thank you. To employ them. Foreign Minister Alicia Bárcena told a news conference on Thursday, Venezuelans have been among the largest group of migrants arriving in Mexico on their way to the United States as they seek to flee their country's political and economic crisis. There are 4,000 to 6,000 Venezuelan migrants currently stranded in Mexico, mostly in the city of Tijuana. And I can tell you what, I've been to Tijuana and I love Tijuana. Look, there's a lot of them in Juarez too. U.S. citizens are increasingly concerned about migrants reaching their borders, with the Reuters poll earlier this year finding that 17% considered the issue was the most important problem facing the country, up to 11% from December. Only 17%, really? Is that what it is? Oh, I forgot. Everyone's on Instagram. Everyone's on their Facebook. Everyone's watching the Kardashians. They're on Netflix. They're not paying attention to this shit. They're not paying attention to Nino. They're not paying attention to anything that's going on in the country. That's why they're doing it now, because you're so distracted by breaded circus. Venezuela Brewers, Empresas Polar, and state oil firm PDVSA, the Mexican bread maker Bimbo, and retailer Fensa are among the companies participating in the program to hire illegal immigrants. Let's get this on Taiwan news. Taiwan detects 20 Chinese aircraft in high single-day activity. Taiwan's defense ministry said late Thursday that 20 Chinese military aircraft have been detected since nightfall, a rise in activity following a large number of planes spotted earlier in the day. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, Kelly. Beijing claims democratic Taiwan as part of its territory and has never renounced the use of force to bring China's control. Oh, give me some chopsticks. China has stepped up military pressures on Taiwan since 2016 after President Tai Ching was elected, sending in warplane and other military aircraft while Chinese ships maintain a near constant presence around the waters. Oh, give me the chopsticks. I want to show you. I need the chopsticks to show you. Oh, they're so small. It is so small. The highest number this year, 33 warplanes were detected in two other 24-hour periods. The highest number this year, 33 warplanes were detected in two other 24-hour periods of time in late January. But I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh. Thank you. We want to go to the strip joint. Taiwan admits U.S. troops are now stationed on islands off the coast of China amid fears the region will spark World War III. World War III. So this all should be kicking off real soon. Really soon. Yeah, folks, do me a favor. Hit the like button for Axel. How about hit the like button for Axel?
human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Send his soul to heaven. I don't know. I'm coming up with shit. Hit the like button for Axel and share for Axel. Subscribe to my channel for Axel. I almost didn't do a show today. I almost didn't do it. But I gotta keep going, man. I gotta keep plugging away. I gotta keep punching Apollo. And, folks, you guys keep me strong. I'm going to keep you strong. All right. It's a team effort here. All of us are together on this. U.S. to bring resolution calling for ceasefire in Gaza for vote in UN on Friday. The United States on Friday morning will bring a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza as part of a hostage deal to the United Nations Security Council for a vote, a spokesperson said. The United States has been working in earnest with council members over the last several weeks on a resolution that will unequivocally support ongoing diplomatic efforts aimed at securing an immediate ceasefire in Gaza as part of a hostage deal, which would get hostages released and help enable a surge of humanitarian aid, Nate Evans, spokesperson for the U.S. mission to the United Nations, said on Thursday. As this happens, Russia and China veto U.S. draft Security Council resolution on Gaza ceasefire. Patrick Thomas, thank you. So in Haiti news, vigilantes set gang members on fire in world's most dangerous city as bodies pile up in Haiti. Now, let me tell you, Haiti is now supposedly the most dangerous city. You don't want to go there on vacation. But guess what? They're coming here. They're going to be able to come here. Juarez used to be the most dangerous city on the planet for a while. I think Juarez was the most dangerous city in the world for at least 10 years when they were having all the cartel wars. I'm not kidding. You could hear gunshots, sometimes a car bomb going off, all happening in Juarez on a quiet night. There used to be people that were next to the border that would sit on the roofs with binoculars and watch everything happen in Juarez. I mean, you could see it all go down. Bop, 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 bop. Somebody in downtown El Paso got hit with a stray bullet. I mean, it was that crazy. It was that insane. So Juarez used to be the capital of the world, and it was the most dangerous. Now, we pass the torch over to Haiti. Now it's your turn. Have fun. Go run with it. Haiti is on the brink of collapse as armed gangs lay siege to the capital, but a grisly group of vengeful locals are fighting back. Puerto a la Prince, a city dubbed the most dangerous on earth, has just become even deadlier as vigilantes hunt down gangsters. Bodies are piling up on the streets as Haiti's capital, which is engulfed in an all-out civil war between warring gangs, a weak police force, and citizen-led death squads. Thousands have been killed this month amid widespread reports of, I can't say that word, arson and kidnappings after some 200 merciless gangs that are running around eating people, okay? Eating people. And guess what? Probably coming to America. Judy, thank you. Folks, I still want to say it one more time. Thank you. Thank you for being there for me. This really has helped me. And a lot of people, you have those people that are like, it's just a dog, man. No. I've put down many dogs in my life. I've had dogs since I was a kid. This one's special. Why? Because I believe he came on a special soul mission. For a time in my life when I had nothing, he was a life raft for me. When I had nothing, folks, I was broke. I was depressed. I wanted to do this to myself. I was drinking, doing cocaine. The only thing to come home to was that guy, that dog. And he smiled. I took it. The only joy I had was taking him to the park. You know, I also knew it was over because when I put him in the truck and I was on my way to the vet, he used to get so happy to go on rides in the truck. He used to get so happy. This time, he just put his head down and he looked at me like, okay, boss, let's do this. Ah, fuck. Ugh. Says here, Trump can't he just can't beat Biden. Trump just can't beat Biden. So they're saying 1980 in reverse. Veteran conservative strategist predicts Reagan style surge for Biden. Over the years, conservative consultant strategist Stuart Stevens has worked with a long list of prominent Republicans, including President George Bush, Romney, and Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, and Senator Chuck Grassley. But Stevens has been scathing critic of former President Donald Trump and MAGA movement, which he believes has been terrible for conservatism. The former Republican, now an independent, aggressively endorsed Joe Biden for president in 2020. A Republican endorsing him, huh? And is supporting him again in 2024. Many of the polls released in March have showed Trump with a narrow single... Do you guys believe this? A narrow single-digit lead. Trump can beat Nikki Haley. He can beat everybody by double digits. But gosh darn it, when it comes to Biden, he's only got a single-digit lead. That's it. That's what they're feeding you. He can beat everybody by double digits. But gosh darn it, when it comes to Biden, he's only ahead by a miserable little point. Thank you, CA Patriot. He's only ahead by a single digit. That's it, folks, with a 2%, a 2.8% error. Where it could go either way. Do you believe that? Nobody does. That's why I say it can't get there. We cannot get to November. New York Attorney General takes initial step to prepare to seize Trump assets. The New York Attorney General's office has filed judgments in Westchester County. The first indication that the state is preparing to try to seize Donald Trump's golf course and private estate north of Manhattan, known as Seven Springs. State lawyers entered the judgments with the clerk's office in Westchester County on March 6th, just 1 week after Judge Arthur Engaron made official his $464 million decision against Trump, his sons Donald Jr. and Eric Trump, and the Trump Organization. The decision against Trump and the difficulty of the home of the former president is having securing a bond while he appeals the verdict strikes directly at Trump's image as a billionaire as he attempts to raise more cash for both his legal bills and a third run for the White House. So they're trying to break him and break him down. Entering the judgment would be the first step a creditor would take to attempt to recover property. Additional steps such as putting liens on assets or moving to foreclose on properties or taking other actions in court would follow if the asset is going to be seized. The judgment has already entered the New York City where Trump's properties, including Trump Tower, his penthouse at Trump Tower, 40 Wall Street, his hotel abutting Central Park, and numerous apartment buildings are located. They're getting ready to take everything from this man. Everything. Trump now has 4 days, just 4 days, to satisfy the judgment or sway an appeals court to allow him to post a smaller amount or defer posting the payment until after the appeal. This is bad. But I've been told, do not worry. Thank you, Caroline Connor. Republican trading the owner. Oh, check this out. Republican trading firm owner and TikTok investor Yass. I think that's how he says Yass emerges as top donor in the U.S. election. Thanks, Monica. Thank you. The biggest donor in the U.S. election cycle is Jeffrey Yass, a libertarian trading firm owner who started off as a professional poker player and is now a major investor in TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance. Philadelphia-based Yass has donated more than $46 million to Republican causes so far in the 2024 election cycle, data from political donations tracker Open Secret shows. The funds have gone to support former rivals of Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination, as well as a raft of groups supporting school choice programs that use taxpayer dollars to send students to private and religious schools. Yass, who is 65 years old, was thrust into the spotlight this month after Trump, the Republican presidential candidate, reversed course on his president's preference for banning TikTok. There's a lot to this, by the way, folks. A lot to this. People say, well, why would Trump get behind TikTok? There's a lot here. I suggest you watch Tucker Carlson's response to this. He did it very eloquently, and it's very well done. So go watch Tucker Carlson's response to TikTok on why they care so much on banning it. Why? There's a lot there. Saying that the ban would hurt some children and only strengthen Meta platforms and Facebook. Trump made the comments days after he met Yass at a gathering at the Conservative Club for Growth donor group in Florida. The U-turn on TikTok amid a major cash crunch led to speculation that Trump may be trying to court Yass. Well, do you blame him? He needs the money. I fucking think. Trump says the pair only met for a few minutes and did not discuss TikTok, but instead talked about education. Trump has been significantly outraged on funding by Democratic President Joe Biden and faces hostility from many traditional Republican donors. While scrambling for money to pay off around $500 million in legal judgments. Now think about this, folks, for a second. Do me a favor and put your thinking caps on. Leave your tinfoil hats on, but also put your thinking. That is a thinking cap if you come to think of it. Susan Schmidt. I don't know how to say your last name. Hugs back. What sane man. What man. A brilliant man who's made billions of dollars and has a family, a very big family, would put himself in this type of predicament. A smart man put himself into this just because he loves America. I don't buy it. Just because he wants to see what's right for America. Just because he has a big ego. He wants to be president and will stop at nothing. No. Think about it. He's got to know he has the higher ground. He's got to know he has the bigger guns. He's got to know he was invited. Very soon, this right now is conspiracy. It's crazy talk. Who would say such a thing? Just remember, I stood my ground. And soon, other conservative podcasters are going to understand what's going on. And they're going to be like, oh, shit, that Nino guy was over the target every fucking time. How? How was that possible? Because I get it. I'm a strategist. I'm a fighter. I understand these things. You don't. You're just a mouthpiece. You're an echo chamber. I'm not. I see what's going on here. I see it clear as day. DOJ sues Apple over iPhone monopoly in landmark antitrust case. The Justice Department sued Apple in an antitrust case saying that the iPhone maker has a monopoly over the phone market that harmed consumers, developers, and rival companies. Apple's ecosystem, from the Apple Watch to Apple Pay, supports the monopoly, prosecutor said. The challenge strikes at the core of Apple's walled garden model and comes as regulators worldwide scrutinize tech companies. So the Department of Justice is suing Apple. Sounds like they need money. They're just going to get sue happy because they need money. Why, you wonder? Why do they need the money? To keep the operation going. That's what I think. That's just an opinion. Janet Ansel, love you back. Thank you. Wendy's fast food will now be delivering with drones. So Wendy's is delivering food by drone for the first time, but with one big catch. Wendy's customers around the country may soon be able to receive their orders via drone, thanks to a bold new collaboration between DoorDash and Alphabet's Wing, a food delivery company announced. A pilot program rolled out Thursday in Christiansburg, Virginia, has drones dropping off burgers, fries, and Frosties in 30 minutes or less. Are you kidding me? I love the Frosties at Wendy's. Do you guys like Wendy's? Does anyone here like Wendy's? Give me a thumbs up. Do you guys like Wendy's? Give me a thumbs up if you like Wendy's. Do any of you like Wendy's? Thumbs up if you like Wendy's. Wendy's nuts are in your mouth. Yeah. That's a joke I heard in high school. Hey, you like Wendy's? You want to get some Wendy's? I like Wendy's. Wendy's nuts are in your mouth. All right. So Wendy's customers around the country may soon be able to receive their orders via drone thanks to a bold new collaboration between DoorDash and Alphabet's Wing. Blah, blah, blah. I already read that. A pilot program rolled out Thursday. Okay. DoorDash is partnering with Wing's drones and pilot program to deliver Wendy's items in Virginia. Select local consumers will be able to order eligible menu items from Wendy's, the pilot's first restaurant partner, through the DoorDash marketplace and have them delivered via drone. That's going to be crazy, right? Could you imagine a drone just like... You guys know my drone story when I was out in the desert and I shot one out of the sky with a shotgun? Turned out it was my friend's drone. He owned a fucking a tech store in El Paso or something. And he told me, I was out drinking one night. He goes, you won't believe what happened to me today. I was like, what happened, man? He goes, I was out in the desert. I was flying my drone and some fucking asshole shot it out of the sky. I was like, oh, you don't say. Really? Oh, fuck. See you later. Hey, let me get this guy a tequila shot. It's on me. Don't worry about it, bud. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, boy. Oh, so customers simply have to select the Deliver by Drone tab and place their Wendy's order. The meals then will be prepped, packaged, and delivered via Wing drone for free. All homes within a 2.5-mile radius of the Wendy's at 2355 North Franklin Street will be eligible for the service provided they have a lawn or a landing pad. Can you believe this shit? So I would imagine, I would think that Uber better hurry up. I don't know about the driving cars. I'm not big on the Uber driving cars, but they better get drone service because Wendy's is going to be delivering by drone along with DoorDash. So I don't know. I imagine it's all going to be like, this is where it's all going. Are any of you lonely? Are some of you lonely? Is that why you tune into the Nino show? Are you lonely? Well, loneliness worse for health than obesity, alcoholism, even smoking 15 cigarettes daily. So if you're lonely, take heed. Actually, let's put it, if you're lonely, just tune into Nino. You'll be fine. That cures everything. Tune into some Nino and you'll be fine. Some Nino with your coffee. Get yourself some Nino with your coffee and enjoy the apocalypse together. Loneliness may be the worst thing for health of older adults. Researchers from the Reagan Streep Institute and Indiana University School of Medicine found that loneliness, which has emerged as a major biopsychosocial stressor, is worse for older people than alcoholism, obesity, and smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. So I would think that loneliness probably leads to alcoholism, smoking, owning 13 cats. I know some of you do. I own a cat, so I can't talk shit. The study published by the Journal of American Geriatric Society suggests that the primary care clinicians could be at the forefront of addressing this silent epidemic. The findings, which come in the wake of the U.S. Surgeon General's call to action to address the loneliness epidemic, highlight that 53% of older adults visiting primary care facilities report feeling lonely. See, you wouldn't feel lonely. And here's my take on this. You wouldn't feel lonely if you felt God, okay? If you truly believed in God and you felt God, you would know you're part of something much bigger. Just like Axel showing me with the balloon that went past my windshield of a heart. That was Axel saying, thank you for setting me free, Dave. Thank you, boss. Thank you. There's something else, folks. That's like the glitch in the matrix. I think we live in a matrix that is the main engineer is God. I don't know. I believe that. These feelings significantly impact their physical and mental health, reducing their overall quality of life. The first and obvious answer for loneliness is for primary care physicians to screen their patients, says study first author Dr. Monica Williams Fairley. Based on the literature and research, loneliness has influences on health that are quite significant and quite strong. So in the same way we ask older adults, do you smoke or do you measure your blood pressure? They're going to start asking, are you lonely? This research is important because it identifies and suggests evidence for interventions that are necessary for older adults. And I'll tell you this. My parents are elderly. This is real. If they didn't have me and my sister, I don't know where they'd be. I feel really bad for people that are entering their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s lonely. But like I said, you could cure this by turning on Nino. So this is also why I won't put my parents in a home, and I never will. I can never do it because I'm basically, my sister said it best. She goes, Dave, you know, they loved us so much as kids. All we're doing is returning the love back. And she is so right. She is so, so right, you know. One of the biggest lessons that I learned from Axel was sometimes it's selfish to hold on. Sometimes you can't be the one holding on. Sometimes you have to be the one to let go. And I realized he was only holding on because I was. That was it. In what the fuck news, pastor paid hitman, a pastor, okay, a church pastor, paid a hitman $40,000 to his daughter's boyfriend, police say. California, this is crazy. A pastor, folks. Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want you, daughter's boyfriend. I want you to go to his house in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'll cut you out for it. That's where all the money was going in the church to go off somebody. Okay. While people were donating, I would like to see some money. It's time to give your tithes to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. When you give it to Jesus, you're going to off somebody. I'm going to have my daughter's boyfriend. Okay. Thank you very much. Give your money to Jesus. California police say they have arrested a pastor on suspicion of attempt, charging that he paid nearly $40,000 to have his daughter's boyfriend in a plot last year. Police in Riverside, California arrested Samuel Pacias, 47 years old, whom they identified as pastor of a Spanish-speaking church congregation in Victorville. I know where that is. I've had a couple girlfriends from there. About 40 miles north of San Bernardino. I've driven through there so many times on my way to California. As well as Juan Manuel Cabraros, 55, of Long Beach. As part of their investigation, they said Tuesday in news release, they said the investigation into the shooting, which took place on the evening of October 21st, 2023, and left a man injured, is ongoing. Local news outlets reported that police were searching for a third suspect whose whereabouts were unknown. The victim, who police did not identify, said last year that he was multiple times from inside a car that pulled up alongside his in the Orange Crest neighborhood of Riverside, about 50 miles south of Victorville. He was injured and drove himself to the hospital where he was treated for gunshot wounds, police said. A pastor, folks. A pastor did this. 5 months later, police said their investigation revealed that the incident for hire shooting, they said they uncovered evidence that Pasillas met with the hitmen, so there was multiple hitmen, paid them and provided them information on their boyfriend's whereabouts the night of the shooting. Police said they obtained warrants to search homes in Victorville, Long Beach, and Linwood on March 13th, after which they arrested Pasillas on charges, conspiracy to commit an assault with a deadly weapon. Gosh. Can you imagine what the people at church are thinking? Oh, no church today. How come? How come the pastor's not here? Understood. We're not going to be coming here anymore. That guy's preaching the word of God? Okay. Oh, boy. The world has gone so insane. It's like a circus. And you know what? I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm seeing it in every industry. In boxing. I'm watching boxing very closely recently. I've been watching a lot of Oscar De La Hoya, Canelo Alvarez, Ryan Garcia, the whole fighting among them. I don't miss that for anything. I thought, you know, when I was boxing, I was like, man, it was bad in my day. But social media has opened up a whole new avenue of just shit-talking and trolls that I can't believe that I'm witnessing. And it's in everything. It's in all things. It's in Hollywood, in movies, music, politics. You have to fight off thousands of trolls a day. And when your name gets bigger and bigger, more trolls. They like to come out of the woodworks. They like to come out of under the bridge. I know a lot of them are bots. I know that. I know they are. I know. I checked some of their profiles on my eye. This is not even a real account. But it's really, we're watching the changing of the guard, and not only politics, not only in the world, but in all industries. The old paradigm is crumbling. It's crashing down. We can't stop it. It's on its way out. It's leaving. That's why I know we win. That's how I know we win this. But it's happening in all things, and even in the bread and circus arenas, in football, in boxing. The shit-talking and boxing, I mean, the drama between Canelo Alvarez and De La Hoya is unbelievable. The drama between Ryan Garcia and De La Hoya. I'm going to make a video on De La Hoya coming very soon called Oscar De La Hoya's Revenge. I believe he's making a move right now in the boxing world to monopolize everything, take everybody out, Canelo Alvarez, even Ryan Garcia, and go head-to-head with Dana White. That's what I think he's going to do. And I'm going to make a video about that very soon. I hope you watch it. My boxing videos have been getting some traction lately. It was on World Star Hip Hop. World Star Hip Hop, baby. Oh, yeah. World Star. All right, folks. I'm out of here. Thank you for being there for me, all of you. Thank you for the gifts to the P.O. Box. Thank you for any kind of donation. This has been a very hard time for me. Not only did I lose Axel, I lost my very first boxing trainer as a child, Uncle Tom McKay. Thank you, all of you. You have been wonderful. And that's why I got up this morning and did a show for you guys as payback and as a thank you. So God bless all of you. I love all of you, and thank you very much. All right, I'm out, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. Thank you, folks. Later.